Today is Tuesday, the 18th of November, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time.
Jesus, our Lord, came to seek and to save. He sought me out and he called me by name. Foolish and proud like a sheep gone astray, he said, child, to your house I will come today.
Paul Zak and Sandra McCracken sing the Zacchaeus song.
Much I have gained, but I'll give even more. Half of my wealth, it was robbed from the poor. Oh, this injustice, Lord, help me restore. For you called me by name and said, sin no more. Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today. He said it's more blessed to give than receive, to open my hands to the ones I've deceived, to bring reparation of all I have thieved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, now I can see. Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today. Taken from the poor, I will give it all away. And their cries won't be ignored. I will give it all away. I will give it all. Justice be restored. I will give it all away. I will give it all away. What I thought was mine is yours. I will give it all away. I will give it all.
Jesus, our Lord, comes to seek and to save the broken, the lost, and the sheep gone astray.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
He says, child, I will come to your house today.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost.
We are quite familiar with the situation shown at the start of this gospel passage. A celebrity has come to town. Everyone is anxious to see him. They'll do whatever it takes. So a short in stature tax collector casts his dignity aside and scrambles up a tree. What's going on in the mind of Zacchaeus? He gets more than a passing glimpse of Jesus. Jesus invites himself to dinner at Zacchaeus' house. What must that have been like for him? This encounter is literally life-changing for Zacchaeus. What was it, do you think, that he saw or heard in Jesus that made such an impact on him? Jesus declares that he has come to save the lost. As you listen again, consider whether there are areas of your own life that need to be saved by Jesus in this way.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost."
Jesus thinks of you, too, as a son or daughter of Abraham, as a child of God. Take a few moments now to respond to Jesus as he addresses himself to you in this way. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.